This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Across the country this month, homeless shelters and nonprofits are getting a head count of the homeless. The data goes to the federal government for homelessness prevention. The count in northern Michigan happened to fall on one of the coldest nights of the year. IPR's Max Johnston was there and has the story.
It's a little after 9 p.m. at the Goodwill Inn homeless shelter in Traverse City. Ryan Hannon runs their outreach. He hands his team a list of locations to check for homeless people. His co-worker Shelby Durga is concerned about one spot.
Lake Dubonnet is legit in the middle of the woods off of Mud Lake Road.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
If it's impassable, don't go down there.
It's a Wednesday night. It's got to be in the negative teens with wind chill, and there's about a foot and a half of snow on the ground. Ryan puts on his boots and his Chicago Bears scarf.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go put six more layers of clothes on.
Yes, we're gonna bundle up. All right, guys, let's do it.
After getting their assignments, the team splits up and starts looking all over Grand Traverse County. In downtown Traverse City, Ryan keeps an eye out for clues. Things like open dumpsters, footprints into the woods, or people carrying grocery bags at night. When he finds a spot where someone may be sleeping, he's polite. It's almost like he's knocking on his neighbor's door.
Hello, anybody home?
I don't think there's anybody down there.
Ryan looks under a wooden walkway by the river. There's no response. This homeless count is for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, otherwise known as HUD. HUD uses these numbers to figure out funding for future homelessness programs. Ryan started working at Goodwill after he kicked drugs and alcohol. This is his 11th count.
I've been doing this so long, like, my eye is drawn to homelessness.
Ryan sees footprints and stops the car.
These footprints are coming this way.
He follows them under a bridge.
That's a little bed. Yep, and a blanket. Someone was here and left. See this?
Yeah. It looks like they left recently.
Yep. Bit of a detective aspect to this, right?
There's another part of this job that's kind of awkward, when he has to figure out whether someone walking on the street is homeless or not.
So you never know, right? Like, how do you ask?
No matter what, he gives them a card and asks them to call if they or anyone else needs his help. We leave downtown and drive around the surrounding area. Now, Ryan is looking for people sleeping in their cars. He has an eye out for foggy windows or cars with the windows slightly rolled down. He spots a familiar one, a woman he's helped before. She won't open up, so Ryan talks to her through her car door. By this point, my recorder dies from the cold, so I use my phone to record.
Are you turning your car on periodically?
She responds, but I can't hear it.
Text if you need.
We get back to the shelter around 2 a.m. Ryan only reports two names. Normally on these patrols, he'll count about 20. Ryan says the number is so low because when it's this cold, homeless people find any way they can to get off the streets. The area shelters and warming centers are counting too. They won't have a final tally for another week or so. In the meantime, Ryan is going to make a few more trips. You can probably find him somewhere knee-deep in snow, asking if anyone is home.
I don't think he's there tonight, but you never know.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.